Pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
And it is 1300 on the AM radio dial, KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we've got a guest on our KGLO live line this morning. We've been talking about the need for back-to-school supplies at the Salvation Army. We've got Major Jeffrey Kroll with us on our KGLO live line. Major, good to talk to you this morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Well, I guess first things first, kind of welcome to Mason City. This is the first time we've had an opportunity to even visit a little bit. You guys are in town, settled in, and you've been here for a little while, right?
We've been here about 5 weeks. We are getting settled in, and we're absolutely falling in love with the city of Mason City.
Tell everybody maybe a little bit of background about you guys and where you've been and how you've served the Salvation Army.
Okay, my wife and I, we've been officers since 2003, so about 17 years. We were stationed in Indianapolis for 8 years. We were in the Twin Cities for 7 years, and then we went back to Indiana for 2 years in Fort Wayne, and now we're here. So we've been around a little bit, but not too many different places. It's our first stop in Iowa, and very impressed with, we love it here.
Well, that's good. It's I know the Salvation Army facilities are very, very nice in Mason City, and I know they get to be kind of busy this time of year as you start to get ready to help some kids get back to school, right?
Yeah, we have our big back-to-school giveaway this Thursday, and from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 13th, and we're in desperate need of various school supplies. Because of COVID-19, we haven't got as many donations as usual because the churches and the collection places and the banks and the places that usually collect for us, we just haven't been able to have those things out in the community. So we're a little bit behind the eight ball, so to speak.
Are there some things specifically that you are looking for then, Major?
Yeah, we could use almost all school supplies, but the things we really need are two pocket folders, spiral notebooks, notebook paper, and those plastic school boxes, the pencil holder boxes. Those are what we're the shortest on. Those four things are what we're absolutely the shortest on and what almost all the schools need.
And really, so this is one of those things where it just helps the kids when they go back to school to fall in line so everybody's on the same learning page, correct?
Absolutely, and especially with the uncertainty of this year, we're not positive how it might work, but the kids might end up needing two sets of supplies for at school and if they do work at home. And And we certainly don't want this period of COVID to slow down their learning ability. We want them to be able to learn at the rate that we need them to. And, you know, supplies can keep some kids from having that great experience. So we want to make sure that everyone has what they need.
You'd have brought up a really good point there. I didn't really think about that, but some of those items that are our stay at school and some of those items that are going to be needed at home if they have at home and at school learning. So, yeah, you really need some extra help then.
Absolutely.
What about
accepting donations all day today and tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What about the donations? How do they do that? Just come right to the office there at Salvation Army?
They could come right to the office. Someone will be there to pick them up. If they're a little bit afraid to come in the office, they could call. Someone will come out and pick them up if they're afraid of contracting COVID. But, yeah, they can bring them right to the office. They could, even at this point, they could still donate cash, and we could still have a day or two to buy some more supplies. But, yeah, we're really short on those things, and we really want to step it up for the community because, like I said, they might need some kids might need double batches of these things.
Okay, so now again, you're looking for spiral notebooks,
Spiral notebooks, two-pocket folders, notebook paper, plastic school boxes. I don't really know what those are called. We didn't have those when I was in school back in the Stone Age.
Well, it wasn't that long ago. Come on now.
Feels like it sometimes.
So those, those little boxes that you get too for keeping pencils and crayons and things in, those are really, really handy.
They sure are.
All right. Well, again, if people need to pick up some of these items, then there's a process that they go through, isn't there, for Thursday?
There is. They can call the office at 424-4031 and inquire there, and they'll tell you how to sign up. And even if they don't get pre-signed up, we will be doing some sign-ups on the day of the giveaway. We're going to have a separate area of the parking lot, because this is all going to be outside so as to not spread COVID. And but we're going to have the ability to sign up. So if there's people out there that really need supplies and just haven't been able to sign up, they can sign up during the giveaway.
Very good. Very, very good. And again, I encourage everybody when they go shopping to shop as if they're picking up some school supplies for their own child, even if they don't have one now. Maybe it's a grandma or a grandpa or parents with their kids that are grown, and pick up some of these items for the younger kids that are going to school. It's going to be greatly needed.
Yes, sir. It's very important to get the kids what they need so that they can keep going on their learning track.
Major, I've got to ask you, too. I know some, obviously, with kids going back to school, What about an after-school program? I know the Salvation Army in Mason City has had an after-school program. What are your plans as you look toward the school year to begin here very, very soon?
We would love to be able to do it. At this point, we're not able to, simply because of the manpower it would take with all the extra steps we would have to take. We're working with our headquarters and our offices to try and figure out what it might look like. We really want, I know it was a successful program in the past, and we don't want to just turn it off, but at this point we're not able to offer it immediately, but we want to as much as possible. So we're looking at all of our options.
Yeah, and that's the thing that a lot of folks are you know, run into in various parts of their own lives right now, is that you got to make sure that everybody is safe around you, too. So,
well, absolutely.
Yeah, Major, anything else you want to get out about the Salvation Army and the back-to-school giveaway or anything this morning? It's great to have you on board with us on KGLO, and welcome to town.
Well, thank you, sir. It's great to be here. I just want to say that every little bit that people help is another child that's being helped, and we just need to remember that it's all for the kids so that they can learn what they need to learn to be functioning members of society.
Awesome stuff. Major Jeffrey Kroll, good to have you on board with us. Thank you very much for joining us today on KGLO. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Tim.
You bet. Have a great day, Major.
Bye-bye. You
Bye
too.
Now. It's Major Jeffrey Kroll with us from the local Mason City Salvation Army office on AM 1300 KGLO.